This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do on Wednesday nights, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing about as good as I can. I'm going to have to go back and get my back re-decompressed again on Friday, just so you know. Yeah, the back worked its way loose. It went back to where it was. I don't even know what the proper term is. Let's just say it hurts.
Yeah. Well, the fact that it worked once, it'll probably work again, and you'll feel better soon.
Well, what they're telling me is this is going to be an ongoing thing. So.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate.
That's one of those age things, isn't it?
Yes, that is. So. Very good. Let's see.
So let's talk about you took a look at the FBI. The FBI, did they audit themselves or did some outside agency audit them?
It was the Office of Inspector General of the Department of Justice that audited them.
Okay, that's probably why these results came out.
I have to say, I looked at the results, and I think the FBI is doing a very good job of controlling. Well, good may not be the right word. Let's say a very intense and effective job, probably far more so than is needed, of controlling firearms and ammunition under its purview that it has in its power, something like that. It's a people get concerned because the FBI, maybe an agent has his car parked in a city somewhere and somebody, you know, some criminal, homeless guy, drug addict, breaks out a window and they find a firearm inside and they steal it. And that happens, you know, about once a month. That on the average, they lose about one firearm per month. But that sounds bad. But when you look in context, it has no effect on crime. Almost none. I mean, because we have 450 million plus, it might be more than that now. I'm sure it is because the number is growing of firearms in the United States. And so one more a month added to what's available generally just doesn't make a difference. It's completely unmeasurable. So if you look at it, they looked at other audits they had done, so it gives you some idea of what's happening over time. Well, back in 2002, the average was 7.6 firearms per month that the FBI was losing. And then in 2007, that had been more than cut in half to 3.2. And now in 2019, I mean, that's as far as the records went that they audited, it was down to 1 per month. I mean, this is an incredibly tight level of controls. But these controls are not free. They cost time and money. Well, interchangeably, you know, time and money in a bureaucracy are very similar. So you take very pricey special agents, they probably get paid somewhere around $50 to $75 an hour when you look at the benefits included. And then you require them to do minute and repeated inventories and controls on firearms and ammunition, you're using very expensive agents to do very mundane tasks.
Right.
So, what, on a rational basis, it's not worth it to stop one or two more firearms a month entering, you know, the private market, we should say. It's just, it's all about, in my opinion, it's all about image. And I'd say one of the weaknesses, well, you could say the strength on its ability to survive, but weaknesses in terms of integrity of the FBI is ever since it started with Hoover, perhaps the most important directive of the FBI is not stopping crime or national security. I'd say their most important directive is maintaining a good media image. Now, you could say they're related, but I think this focus on maintaining an image is way overemphasized in the FBI. And I've talked to agents, and they said, at least under Hoover, and I think it's an institutional mindset that they can't shake, at least not easily. The most important thing you could do as an agent, your prime directive, as it were, was do not embarrass the agency. In other words, making the agency look good or not making the agency look bad was by far the most important thing an agent could do. And that's just wrong. That's wrong for a very important law enforcement agency to have that as the most important thing. The most important thing should be stopping crimes and enforcing justice, you know, and supporting the Constitution should be way up there, maybe at the top of the list. But if you put the image of the FBI as your most important value, well, then you focus a lot on keeping a couple of firearms from entering the common stream because you're worried about the media making a big deal out of an FBI agent who lost a firearm and then some criminal got a hold of it and then somewhere down the line they committed a crime. And so while most people would say, well, the FBI shouldn't lose any guns, well, when you're talking about 57,000 guns being carried all over the country on a regular basis, it is impossible, unless you keep them locked up all the time, not to lose any.
Do we have any sort of data on how many guns actually get lost per year just out there in the open as far as, you know, regular gun owners that lose them when they carry them?
And I'm going off memory. I could be off, but I'm thinking it's somewhere around 200,000 to 250,000 a year.
Lost.
They're stolen.
So
in the FBI, most of the guns are stolen. We're not talking about that an FBI. I mean, some of them might be occasionally an agent might like leave one in an airport bathroom or something.
Right.
But that's really, really rare. Most of them are stolen, and most of those, or at least about half of them, get recovered. In about 4 years, one of all the firearms that the FBI lost in that 4 years, which was 45, less than one a month,
right?
One was used in a crime. Over 4 years.
Yeah, let me get you. Hold on right there. We're coming up on the first break. Now, Dean is recognized by more than one person as being the most, more people read his stuff that are concerned with gun culture, the gun world, and what's going on in the gun industry than anybody else. He is the most read author out there today. And he's written well over 3,000 articles. Any day now he's going to tell me he's like 3,500, but for right now, over 3,000. And more than half of those you can find at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load.
And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten regarding this. Well, we were talking about the FBI and their little audit they went through. Typically with an audit like that of a federal agency, is that normally, is that ever done internally, and do we ever get to know the answer to that, or would we even get a... Since their primary thing is we don't want to look bad, would we even get to ever hear any results if it was bad?
Well, I've worked in federal bureaucracies for a long time, mostly with the military. And the answer to that is you don't air your dirty linen in public, generally.
Right.
If you can not do it, you're not going to do it.
Right.
And it appears that the FBI does not do systemic audits over the whole FBI for firearms on a regular basis. But it really appears like there's no real need to. When you are down to these tiny numbers of 10 or 12 firearms being stolen or missing in a given year, it doesn't make sense to go through the extensive cost of an internal audit on them. Now, what they do, and I think it's reasonable and justified, is the firearms are almost entirely under the control of individuals. In other words, you're signed for a particular firearm.
Right.
Just like in the military. And so if that military comes up missing, you know, at some point, you're asked for it when you retire or whatever, you're going to have to pay for it. And more often what will happen is it gets stolen. The agent understands what happens very quickly. They report it, and then the internal FBI administration system will investigate it and see if it was not justified. In other words, if it was something really stupid or not. And if it was something where the FBI parked his car and this firearm was normally something that would be kept in a car and he followed the procedures that are required for storing a firearm in a car by the agency, he might get a slap on the wrist, but generally he's not going to face a lot of discipline. But if he made mistakes, okay, agents do get fired over this type of mistake. So I'm saying that they don't generally have internal audits, and if they did, those audits would not generally be available to the public because
right.
they don't, you know, image is so important to them. But I think their controls are, I actually think they put more effort into the controls than they should. And there's another thing about the FBI that came out in this audit. They didn't give us numbers, really. But the FBI, it turns out, is an agency that it will destroy the firearms that it gets rather than sell them and use the money for positive purposes. So agents say they have a surplus of firearms that got turned back by agents. The agents didn't want to keep them at the end of their career, or for whatever reason, they're going to have some. Maybe they switched to a different type of firearm, you know, like they went from the 10 millimeter back to a 40 caliber and then to a 9 millimeter.
Right.
Well, there's a bunch of firearms they're no longer using. They do not sell them. They destroy them. I mean, it's really insane. You have valuable assets, and most federal employees or generally government employees realize that it's bad to destroy valuable assets. You are not doing your due diligence as a government official if you have valuable assets and you just destroy them. They should be sold or in some way the cost recovered and used for the benefit of the taxpayers. But as with a number of police departments, rather than sell the guns at auction to federal dealers or to even the public is conceivable, but the easiest way is just put them back in the normal channels of commerce through federal dealers, they destroy them. Well, there's no sense to that. What I think we're seeing is this is all part of what I consider the propaganda war against the Second Amendment. And that is you portray guns, in the media this is constantly seen, you portray guns as so dangerous and so nasty and so bad that extraordinary measures must be used to prevent ordinary people from having them. I mean, only highly trained agents of the FBI can have them, Mm-hmm. And if they don't need them any longer, we destroy them because they're so dangerous that we can't conceive of the idea of an ordinary citizen having a firearm in their possession.
Even today, huh? Even today, that's a thing.
That's what I've seen it. I think you have probably seen it on TV shows and the way news covers firearms, you know, that if a police department or an agent loses a firearm, it's often local and often national news. Oh, my God, how could they be so inconceivably irresponsible? Well, that's dumb, I mean, in my opinion. I would say that potentially a gallon of gasoline you buy at the pump, and anybody can get it, is at least as dangerous as an ordinary firearm.
Oh, yeah.
And yet we create this boogeyman, this image of how bad firearms are. And that's one of the reasons that we have a problem with the high level of controls that are not justified.
Right.
Whether in the FBI or by law or state, it's a boogeyman.
I remember when I was in the military that when we went out, if you lost a weapon, now in Europe, 9 times out of 10, you were on a military post if you lost a weapon. And it was very embarrassing at the very least, and then a very detailed search was undertaken to find that weapon. And even if you found the weapon, there was a price to be paid.
Absolutely.
One of the things that bugged me was that my issue weapons were an M60, which is almost impossible to mislay, and a 1911. And I took that lanyard going to the 1911, and I wrapped it around my belt, and I made it as short as I could, and I ran it on the tanker rig to where it was right there in front of me, and I would know if it fell out. And you know, the 60, of course, I couldn't have lost that if I'd needed to. Coming up on the next break.
They're kind of hard to lose.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to misplace. Coming up on the next break, we're talking to Dean Weingarten, the most read writer in the, not the letter, not the color, of course, R-E-A-D, read writer in the gun industry today. You can find his stuff at Ammoland.com for the most part. We'll be right back. We're going to shift gears and go look at an attack on the Second Amendment that Dean wrote about. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says Americans need to adhere to state and local guidance about slowing the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to spike across the country. Speaking in Phoenix, the vice president is making a plea for younger people to slow the spread as they're getting more and more infected.
We want to remind our young people, as you see this put into place, you hear about the call for common sense, personal hygiene, and the wearing of masks, that this is about protecting our most vulnerable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says one key proposal will be in the next coronavirus relief bill if one is put forward.
It will have liability protections in it. For doctors, for hospitals, for nurses, for businesses, for universities, for colleges.
The Kentucky Republican on Fox News also says unless a place intentionally hurts someone, they won't get hit with a lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new GPS satellite rocketed into orbit on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
SpaceX has launched the U.S. Space Force's third next-generation navigation satellite for the Global Positioning System from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Falcon 9 rocket, which is owned by Elon Musk, blasted into partly cloudy skies. The first stage booster landed successfully on a SpaceX ship. The launch had been delayed for 15 minutes due to strong high-altitude winds that could have knocked the rocket off course. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Senate on Tuesday cleared legislation to extend the deadline for businesses to apply for coronavirus aid under the Paycheck Protection Program. The bill passed in the Senate by a unanimous consent vote and now extends the loan program through August 8th. There's approximately $130 billion of money left in that program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live, this is Lock and Load.
And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. Now, you recently in Oklahoma, I guess some Democrats, because they're Democrats and because they're always looking to do something, they decided to attack constitutional carry, which is permitless carry in Oklahoma. How did that go?
Well, it's really an ongoing situation that I find rather interesting. Because certainly those who want us disarmed, you know, like the Everytown people, fought against constitutional carry very hard. And it took several years to get it passed, even though the Oklahoma legislators are overwhelmingly pro-Second Amendment. And when it passed, I think the first time it had over a two-thirds vote in both the House and the Senate. But then it was vetoed by Governor Mary Fallon in 2018. But so it's been fought against quite a bit by the anti-Second Amendment types. And they passed the constitutional carry on, let's see, I think it was last year, 27 February, it was signed into law in 2019. And Oklahoma has a referendum, a veto referendum, it's called, where you can, if you gather enough signatures, you can put a bill on a referendum that has been passed to see if the people approve of it. It's rather like the Swiss have a very similar system. Any law that's passed, if you gather enough signatures, you can put it to a vote of the people to see if they really want it to go into effect or not. And you have so much time, a certain amount of time, I think it's about 3 or 4 months, in order to gather the signatures once the bill has been passed. But the funny thing that happened was, is the anti-Second Amendment types did not file for a veto referendum, you know, to get the petition so they could gather the signatures, until the deadline was only 2 weeks away. Now, if you are strategically thinking, that's a big mistake. You know, you don't limit yourself to 2 weeks when you could have had 2 to 3 months. So something happened in there where they decided to try to get this veto referendum. My thought is that somebody came up with some money. These referendums cost a fair amount of money because you usually pay people to go out and gather signatures. And, you know, it might cost you $100,000 to get enough signatures for one of these veto referendums. So with only 2 weeks to go, they filed for it, and they came up short. They got about 37,000 out of it needed just short of 60,000 signatures. So then they took it to court, trying to get an injunction against the law going into effect. Well, and the judge says, no. I mean, it went to, I think, the Supreme Court, and they said, no, that's a no-go. You can't just stop this. And then they went, it went into effect, and they then said, well, let's file a referendum to repeal it. And they gathered enough signatures. I would think there probably were enough, but in the process, the Second Amendment Oklahoma group and others went to court and said this referendum doesn't meet the requirements under Oklahoma law. And one of the requirements was that the gist, it's called, the short description of the referendum has to be accurate and not misleading. And they took it to court, and the Supreme Court said, well, most of it is legal, but the gist of it, the description of it, is misleading, and it doesn't really tell the story. And so they ruled that the referendum did not meet the requirements. So for now, at least, constitutional carry is safe in Oklahoma. But it's just been attack after attack after attack after attack. And all of these attacks take money. So somebody is funding these efforts. I'm not sure who it is, but it seems to be that the water carrier, the person who is the public image of this, is a Democrat representative out of Oklahoma City called Jason Lowe. He's sort of the public face of all these efforts to repeal constitutional carry in Oklahoma. But for now, the attacks have at least ceased momentarily.
To what, I mean, besides the fact that they'll take anything, which is, I don't know if that's a feature or a bug when it comes to being a gun grabber, but since they'll take anything, is there any other reason they want to get rid of this besides guns?
I don't know. I mean, we have 16 states that have constitutional carry now. And Oklahoma's laws outside of the constitutional carry are pretty friendly. It's not really hard to get a permit. They have shall issue.
Right.
They beefed up their preemption laws. They have open carry. You know, they're pretty protective, relatively. I mean, they're not perfect. Who is? But they're relatively protective of Second Amendment rights in Oklahoma. So it's a little bit of a mystery. I mean, when I say that I think somebody came up with some money in order to attack this, I'm speculating because I don't know.
Right.
But it takes money, and somebody has money that they're willing to spend on it. Why Oklahoma? I would think that there would be other states that they might spend their money, you know, more effectively. I kind of prefer they spend it ineffectively. But trying to understand the motives of people with a different outlook on the nature of the universe is sometimes difficult.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. I just without knowing how many permits they actually have in the state of Oklahoma, I know Oklahoma is a very gun-friendly state. Wouldn't that see, especially now in this era, because I almost believe the gun grabbers have shot themselves in the foot on so many levels, because when we're talking about gun grabbers, we're talking about Democrats. You know, we're now getting to realize what it's like to have a media that was indoctrinated in school, like the same Antifa that are out there walking the streets. That's the way the media is now. And you
exactly.
got the media the other day. What was it? One of the New York Times guys let Tom Cotton put a op-ed out there, Senator Tom Cotton, and that guy's gone.
Yeah, they attacked him vociferously for daring to allow a U.S. senator to express an opinion that wasn't exactly congruent with their own.
Right.
How dare a U.S. senator express opinion we don't approve of? I mean, it's just really quite bizarre. And so that's how far we've gone down this rabbit hole. The media and the New York Times was like, used to be considered the flagship, preeminent gold standard of the media.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that was justified, but that's what their reputation was.
Well, the New York Times
said it. It was right.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. I want to discuss this. I want to go down that rabbit hole with you. Of course, Dean goes down a lot of rabbit holes all the time. He's gone down about about 35. It's between 3,000 and 3,300 rabbit holes to be exact. He don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We have been talking with Dean Weingarten. We just got to the part that I'm really interested in simply because one of the things that pushes gun control is emotion. And one of the ways people try to gin up emotion is via the media. And
absolutely.
We could talk about this all day long if we wanted to, but they're not even pretending to be, non-biased now. That mask is off.
It is. It's so far off, and it's taken. I have to say, really, President Trump has to be given a great deal of credit for tearing the mask off of the media as anything like an objective institution in the United States. Now, there are media and media figures that are not totally biased to the left. Somebody like, say, Tucker Carlson or, you could say Rush Limbaugh. But really, that media, which you might say is conservative media, is a tiny little part of the overall media.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's gaining popularity. Well, you would be part of that media, I would say, as would I.
Yeah.
But we're very small fish in the overall media scheme.
Have you noticed?
Fish, so.
Have you noticed how Fox News is beginning to lurch hard to the left?
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's amazing. When people tell me, well, Fox, they're right wing. And I said, no, they're at best, they're centrist.
Well, they're not even that. I mean, I would call them, and this is the thing, and I've seen this in the gun industry before, and I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when Recoil Magazine got embroiled in that controversy because Jerry Tsai, who was the editor-in-chief at the time, he put out an article where he said, this gun is not intended for civilians and rightfully so. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember. And there have been a couple others, haven't there? With similar type things, saying the AR-15 is not a sporting gun.
Right, but see, with Jerry, what happened with Jerry was a California gun guy. Jerry had been raised in sort of a subservient position where he was grateful.
Oh, yeah.
To have certain guns and everything else. And then they went dark. They just, they did refit and everything and come back out and everything. You look at that. I look at the people at Fox News, and I consider them to be New York City Republicans, which anywhere else would be a Democrat.
Yeah, it would. But it's not all of them. Some of them are pretty good.
Well, some of them are pretty good, but I mean, for the longest time, they had Shepard Smith there, who Shepard Smith was anti-Trump.
Yeah. I mean, you can name lots of names. I would absolutely agree with you. But the thing is, on other media, like if you look at the New York Times, they will not even tolerate somebody not being quite completely super hard left, as noted with the Tom Cotton opinion piece that got the editor who allowed it to be published essentially fired from his position.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they don't even make a pretense of believing in freedom of speech anymore.
No impartiality at all.
Oh, no, no. And it's really interesting because the left used to hide behind this image that we're the party of science. We believe in objectivity and truth.
Well, I've
you
seen...
know, we're not superstitious.
Do you know who Katie Hopkins is, that British commentator?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the name.
She was on CNN being interviewed one time. She called them the Clinton News Network to the anchor that was... that was handling her at the door, interviewing her at the time. And that interviewer was, completely outraged over that. You think we are for only Hillary Clinton? You know, we're the Clinton News Network? And she said, you know, Katie in that British way said, yes, I do. And back then, they had this pretense, pre-Trump, I think, because this is pre his election. I think they had this pretense that, you know, we're going to make believe like we're impartial. But then when Trump got elected, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but when the mask came off, the other things that started happening is like on YouTube, gun channels became demonetized or kicked off. And Facebook, you couldn't, there's certain things you couldn't do on Facebook, couldn't do certain things on Twitter.
It's accelerating. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
They just kicked off people with millions of viewers.
Yeah,
that's been on for years. And they said, oh, well, we don't like what they're saying. We're going to label it racist and, white supremacist or whatever the latest hate label they put out is. And suddenly, we're not going to allow you to be on our platform anymore.
Well, you know, you see what's happening in St. Louis right now. With that McCluskey couple.
100%.
That's a great story. They're going to be standing. They're going to be claiming stand your ground, and then of course they always claim that is a racist law. Even though
totally insane.
Do you know what the comparison is for black Americans using stand your ground and persevering and saving their own lives versus white Americans doing it?
Well, I recall that a study that was done that showed. I don't think it was Stand Your Ground. It was...
Castle Doctrine.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe it was Stand Your Ground. But the people who benefited it from the most were black Americans.
Yeah. The actual figures are 46% Americans use that and 49% white Americans. Black Americans, 46. White Americans, 49. Very comparable. Not something where it's so heavily weighted on, 3% of black Americans use it and 89% of white Americans use it. Very comparable.
And black Americans are a minority of the population, so per capita, they use it far more commonly. And it's not too surprising because black Americans are victimized more often, most commonly, by other black Americans because of the way people segregate themselves. So that's what happens.
Yeah.
It is, and yet the people who want us disarmed will look at that and say, well, that's because black Americans are victimized more often, and that's racist. Well, no, it's not racist. As I mentioned, I think, the last radio show, if you look at other groups of black people in the United States that come from, say, Nigeria, they don't have the crime rate that white Americans have. They're exemplary citizens.
Yeah.
And yet, if it was racism that was causing people to commit crimes, how is it that this group of black people, who are just as black, actually, people from Nigeria often tend to be very dark, who are even blacker, you might say, yet they succeed and do well and become doctors and lawyers and have a higher rate of graduate degrees than any other group in the country? I mean, in science, we look at hypotheses and we say one counterexample disproves a hypothesis. So you only have to find one counterexample that shows that your proposed rule is wrong, because if it doesn't apply to everything, the rule is wrong.
Yeah.
So you have Nigerians in the U.S. who are black, who succeed. So obviously it isn't racism which is holding down everybody else or other black Americans. And it's not just, you look at the Asian Americans, and they do extremely well, even though they faced a lot of racism in the past and still face some. In fact, if you're an Asian American, you have to succeed so spectacularly that you're in the upper tiny little bit to get into a place like Harvard, where if you're some other minority, it doesn't take anywhere near as much as the average. So who's being discriminated against there? Well, the Asian Americans are.
Yeah.
And they're being officiated as discriminated against by official policy in the university.
Coming up on the end of the hour, so now that the cat's out of the bag and I've got to have my back recompressed yet again or decompressed yet again, are you going to be free next Wednesday?
Well, yes. So Friday you're not going to be available, I hear.
No, I'm going to be on a rack being tortured.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope that it all succeeds and you come out of it in better shape than you are now.
I hope
and
so.
And I will. I expect to be here next Wednesday. Yes.
Very good, sir. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Very good. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective, confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.